I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game. In the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Michael Horn. Good to see you today, and welcome to the show, everybody.
It's good to
It's actually fabulous to be a part of real live sports broadcasting.
Yeah, right? It is.
Don't even you think, though, with all the subject matter and all the topics that we have to cut up and bang out?
How was your week this week? Because you always have a tough week going on. You've been in the backyard there of the Dreyer Estate, pulling weeds and stuff out of the rocks you were talking about last week on the show. What's going on with you?
Well, every once in a while I go on my backyard and see if the neighbor dogs will start barking. And I found that my neighbor got a new dog.
Wait. Now, what was the old dog's name again?
No. Vince is still there.
So Vince is on one side.
Vince is on one side.
Got it.
And then there's a Peepsqueak dog on the other side.
Peepsqueak, okay. Yeah. Little tiny dog.
Yeah. This thing, it's like somebody is squeezing a little toy of
getting
some
to you
sort.
A little bit? Yeah. A little noisy?
No, he's okay.
He's like, okay? He's a good boy?
Yeah.
Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't yell at him because... You know, you can yell at the beagle because he doesn't know what's going on.
Vince.
But you don't yell at the little guy because you'll frighten him. You know,
Vince. You and Vince kind of got together and you were really able to talk to each other. Is he named after Vince Ferragamo or Vince Lombardi?
No, you know this. He's the guys are big Packer fans and
named after
he's
Vince
named
Ferragamo.
After Vince. Yes, maybe they got it wrong.
They're
good neighbors, and we have a nice rapport, and the dogs are good, and the sun is out, and life couldn't be better.
It's going to be great. We got a good sports lounge show here for you tonight because we're going to be talking, among other things, Major League Baseball apparently moving games around from stadium to stadium. They got, I think the Dodgers aren't even playing at home anymore. I think they're playing in Hawaii. I've just made that up. I know. But we got the All-Star game to talk about. We got football news. We got a lot of things to talk about. We're here every week at this time. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Don't forget to email him. A lot of you want to know how to get stuff signed by him or whatever. You email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Make sure and send a self-addressed stamped envelope so he can return it to you. We'll give you all the details straight ahead in the Sports Lounge.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to the show. And Mike and I are here to deliver you the news, some good, some bad, some indifferent. But
yeah,
here we are.
What can we
That's
tell
right.
you? Now, here's the big story. It's been in the news here for a week or so. Major League Baseball, our old buddy. We love the politics of sports. That's what this show is all about. You talk about that, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, we do. And it's funny how that's taken part in life. Everyday
yes.
life is politics, boy.
It really is. It's the behind-the-scenes look. And so here's the story. If you had your head under a rock and Fred was picking weeds out of it, it's Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, has decided to move the All-Star Game, which was scheduled this year of 2021, in Atlanta, and he's moving it to Coors Field in Denver. That's what the league said. They said it this last Tuesday, and Major League Baseball announced this venue change because of the voting law that they've changed, supposedly in Atlanta, Georgia. So
that's a key word, supposedly, isn't it?
Yeah, the baseball is getting into politics. Whatever happens, now baseball says, well, we don't like that decision. We're going to take the game out of the stand. So here's all these people, these businesses, black businesses, white businesses, all sorts of businesses planning on this. Hotel rooms booked for the All-Star Game has been planned for the year to come and watch the game in Atlanta, Georgia. Whew, in the wink of an eye, Rob Manfred has said, nope, you're not going to get it because we don't like what you voted on or the law that you made in politics. We're moving it to Denver. And that's exactly what they did. Now, the problem, there's some problems with that, Fred, correct?
Well, it's broken down by racial prejudice. The Major League Baseball is accusing the state, the city of
Atlanta, the state of Georgia.
Of Atlanta and Georgia. For being racist and for voting for voting laws and making amendments to voting laws that they don't seem to think coincides with the politic of skin color.
Hold on a second, because if you look at the voting laws in Denver, Colorado, they're more strict than they are, because nobody's read anything, than they are in Atlanta, Georgia. You have more days to vote prior to an election in Atlanta, Georgia, than you do in Colorado, in Denver, Colorado. And other things are exactly the same.
But the point is what? What's your point?
The point is they didn't read anything. They just knee-jerk because as soon as they...
This is punishment.
Yeah. If they think things aren't the way they want them to be, they're going to destroy you, cancel culture, or destroy you and take the game away. And they didn't... Obviously, no one read the law in Georgia. No one read the law in Colorado. And so they've moved a game, and they actually are moving it to a state where the laws are more strictly enforced, and there's still voter ID in Colorado as there was in Georgia.
Yep, and nobody is calling anybody out on it.
No, we are, because we read the stories. Yeah, we looked at it.
Well, this is where we are today. This is where sports has become. They've destroyed pro football, basketball, baseball. They're working on hockey. And, the only thing that's going to save this is if players, and if I always joke about this, not so much joke, but I'm not playing anymore. If I were playing today, I would speak up and air my opinions coming out. I mentioned it to you this last year when Black Lives Matter was printed, stapled in big black bold letters on every basketball arena in America. And throughout the NBA, you've got this drive to assume everybody thinks as you do, and is in the process of protesting at your expense. When this thing started, when Colin Kaepernick with the 49ers came out and knelt, okay, he knelt. But what happened after that? Nobody knows why he knelt, because nobody talked to Kaepernick. Kaepernick was not talked to by anybody.
You mentioned this many times.
And this is the degradation of the league and of people who have paid their hard-earned money. I know for a fact. I'm watching television. I haven't paid a penny for watching basketball games. But when you see that, when I see Black Lives Matter stenciled across the floor of every NBA team, I turn it. I don't watch it. I don't watch Lakers. I don't watch Clippers. I don't watch the NBA. I don't patronize it. And I've got my opinions about it. I believe they're correct for me, as well as I think for the subject matter at hand.
Well, it's beyond that a little bit, Fred, because it's like, obviously every life matters, black, white, whatever. But the bottom line is, if you become a political conduit to get a particular viewpoint across, people watch sports to escape from all that stuff. And here's the thing. You mentioned Colin Kaepernick. When he kneeled, nobody knew exactly why he knelt, because nobody had a press conference afterward to let Colin Kaepernick express himself and say, here's what I'm upset about. Instead, he just went out there and knelt, and the whole thing kind of blew up, and we're still battling this whole thing now and the cancel culture and everything. And it's the same thing with this Georgia ruling here from Rob Manfred. Nobody bothered to read the laws of Georgia and the laws of Colorado to see that they're basically the same. So they moved an all-star game for no reason at all. But you have another opinion on that. You said that there is somebody who's got their nose bent out of shape, and you mentioned the sponsors, correct?
Well, sponsorship is is behaving in an anti-American way. They would rather do business in China, which they're doing, than they would by granting the playing of the All-Star game in Atlanta. Why take the game away from them? Why get your nose stuck in somebody's business? This isn't the business of Major League Baseball, basketball, or football.
Right.
To start going around adjudicating what people think and believe and vote for in different various states. And if you don't like the fact, if the persuasion is that you don't like how people vote in a specific state, you better fold up the tent and move all of your stuff out of the United States. because this is going on and on and on. As far as Kaepernick goes, we still don't know what he meant by kneeling. And the other thing was, which I really, it was very telltale, the 49ers themselves, did you ever hear from them at all?
No.
Did anybody ever hear anything about what the 49ers said? That was their responsibility. They should have apologized to the people sitting in those stands paying the money for not only the TV rights, but for season tickets and all of those other accoutrements that people go to the game for, and they don't want to sit there and be barked at by players who are going off half cocked. If he believes a certain way, then he can have the floor when the game is over. But he did it, and he did it to bring attention to himself. And the end result is he walked out, and he never faced up, and he never explained himself.
But you mentioned a lot of that was a fault of management of the 49ers. You said, hey, the quarterback's the leader on the field. Come on, that's the guy you want that leads the team. And if you're the owner of the 49ers and you say, hey, Colin, what's going on with this? You kind of expressed it that way, that they could have held a press conference afterwards, say, hey, Colin's got some issues. We want you to hear what he's got to talk about.
And here's the other thing. The all of that happened or didn't happen, and nobody explained anything to anybody.
Correct.
And so what happens is the professional football is now in the middle of this, I call it the pandemic of race, and they don't know what to do with it. And nobody knows how to address it, and it's getting worse and worse.
All because it wasn't handled to begin with. Hey, you can have your views no matter what. You can express them no matter how you want to express them. But when you're going to play the game or when you're going to work, let's sit down and go to work and get this job done.
And if I were taking him seriously, I would have seen this guy go right to the microphone and say, I demand to be heard.
We'll have more for you.
That's what the music, that's what it's about.
Stay straight ahead with us in the Sports Lounge. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks so much for joining us here on the big broadcast. Glad to have you all with us here today. Talking a little bit about Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game, talking some football and a whole lot more. And we sure appreciate you spending some time with us. We're going to get to your comments in a little bit in the chat room. We broadcast on Twitter, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com.
Multi-platform. Multi-platform.
Yeah, and you can listen to us on Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and on the Sirius website, Channel 967. So, and Sports Byline, all the great radio stations, and also all the great stations at CRN Talk, and you can check us out at crntalk.com. So the Houston Police Department is doing an investigation following up our story last week into Deshaun Watson. Apparently, apparently Deshaun Watson, there's a compliant has formally complaint has been filed by someone against the quarterback there, Watson, of the Houston Houston Police Department getting involved in this whole thing right now. And apparently the attorney for Watson says that his name is Rusty Harden. He says, "Now we'll learn the identity of at least one accuser. We'll fully cooperate with the Houston Police Department." So Deshaun Watson having some problems right now. If you heard the story, Watson accused of being sexually inappropriate with at least 21 female masseuses. And
21?
Yeah.
Must be some sort of a mistake.
Four different states over the past few years. 21. And they have a formal complaint finally now, and they're going to get to identify the person that has made the complaint. So, this thing is.
Here's the thing.
What's the deal?
Here it is. Now let's go look.
Break it down.
Well, let's go at it this way. Isn't this? Aren't we in the political mainstream to where these women must be believed?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Aren't they?
Well, that's what they've been saying, yes. Going up against the Supreme Court judges, you should just listen to what the complaint is, and they should be believed.
They should be.
So there's 21 complaints.
Well, listen to is one thing. They have a right to be believed. So try to figure this out and try to ask yourself if it follows common sense, rules of fairness, and it follows the law. And what we're trying to do now is we're trying to find out what was done, to whom, by whom.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's have it.
So apparently what was done, the Houston Texans, their quarterback, Deshaun Watson, he has been accused of being sexually inappropriate, at least 21 female masseuses in at least four different states over the past 4 years. And so his attorney wanted to say, hey, who's accusing him? We want to see the accuser. So finally, one has stepped forward. We have the identity of at least one accuser, and they're going to cooperate with the Houston Police Department, and there's now a police investigation into what Deshaun Watson did or didn't do. Now, will he be the quarterback at the beginning of the season for the Houston Texans? Who knows?
I don't care who plays quarterback. Someone's going to have to.
Someone will have to. Yeah. Well, you said if you're a player, maybe it's a chance you never played quarterback before.
Ridiculous. I would be one though to demand that hopefully that my owner of the Texans would have the decency to come to the forefront and lead on this. Lead and get with it and be the conduit between the team and the fans and the media and do what it is he can do to bring clarity to this and find out exactly, you know, and what the hell is going on, and don't use this as a wedge to either trade or not trade him.
Yeah, right. So we're gonna. You want the investigation to follow through, and then go from there.
Yeah, I want to know what happened.
Okay, so that's going to be something we're going on. Now, the Seahawks, they apparently, people say they got to get better. They got to get their offense together. They got to do more. They got to do something. So apparently they maybe have not gone crazy, but they have shown a commitment to better their offense, and that's going to please Russell Wilson, their quarterback. He's been upset about not having a strong, you know, to have receivers to throw to. So they've invested $102.2 million. That's no easy amount of bucks there. $102.2 million on the offense, and that doesn't include the wide receiver Tyler Lockett's extension for 4 years of his $69 million contract. So here's the thing. When you look at the rankings, that ranks the Seahawks eighth in the NFL as to spending more money to improve their offense. What do you think about that?
Well, here's what's interesting. Do you remember a shot of the on TV up in the booth during the Super Bowl?
I saw a lot of shots. Which one specifically?
Between Kansas City and Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And there was a picture of our guy, our quarterback.
Russell Wilson. Yeah.
I'm going to put this down.
Yeah, Russell Wilson for Seattle. Yeah.
Was in a contemplative state. He was... What he saw there at the Super Bowl was a team that really rallied around its quarterback,
correct,
Brady,
yep,
and gave him the offensive line,
yep,
and gave him the invitation into the offense, which is the whole premise for him to be there. If you're not going to let Brady come in and start pushing figures and plays around and start saying yes on this and no on that, let's develop this, let's not spend so much time on that. If you're not going to allow him to do that, you right. shouldn't bring him in. So what happens, everybody, especially Wilson, the quarterback, knows how difficult this is to win. But to suddenly show up and in 6 months, 7 months, whip the team into a position where they win the Super Bowl against a pretty good team, Kansas City.
That's pretty darn good.
This was interesting because now he made a comment. He said, "You know, I've talked to our team," and Wilson.
Yes,
Wilson says, "I've talked to our team. And what I'm getting is nothing. I don't get an invitation to talk about offense. I'm not allowed in. I go to Pete Carroll and I go to our offense and I have opinions about what we're doing and I'm not listened to." Well,
that's your leader on the field.
Well, here's my point. Nobody went to him. Went to Wilson. And talk to him to say, let's develop this. Tell us why. I mean, this is the furthest thing from my mind is, I've been around the game enough to know that if you're not going to let your quarterback in, and why would a good quarterback want to be there?
Yeah,
So he's not excited about sharing, the mantle of quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks because – They've kind of expressed a non-desire to share anything that they want to present as an offense to Russell Wilson. So it's
a two-way street. He's got things to share, and they've got thoughts too.
Yeah. But I mean, if I'm Pete Carroll, I'm going to live with this guy.
Yes.
And to get him up to speed on how I think, and vice versa. Well, according to Russell Wilson, that relationship doesn't exist.
But now, Pete Wilson did stop a trade and said, wait a second, we don't want to get rid of Russell Wilson. And he stopped that earlier here in the offseason. So maybe things are turning around, you think, a little bit?
Here it is.
What do you think?
Once again, you know, everybody's occupied with Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, that's right.
And they're talking about that quarterback when they should really be saying,
right.
you know what? Let's discuss. Let me go over and talk. You know, if I'm at the. If I'm, doing a report for the NFL hot sheet, I'm going to go talk to Russell Wilson and really develop that complaint, because that's telltale of all of this that's gone down with all of the quarterbacks. That comment to me is what I want to know.
And you
about.
Got this by watching during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. I've got to tell our audience this. This guy, this man right here next to me, he has got that look in his eyes, and during breaks when he was playing, he would look and observe. You have keen observation eyes. You were a color commentator for a year at least until you started doing that acting thing, and I don't know whatever happened to that.
What the hell
did
I do
you
that
ever
for?
Do any shows or anything after you did the acting thing? But anyway, you were in that booth. You have a key observation, and so you're seeing that when you were watching the Super Bowl.
Well, I saw it, and it was brought up by the color commentators.
Uh-huh.
But it hadn't been developed. This was in February, this was a couple of months ago, and the issue still remains. I want to know, has Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll resolved their clear differences?
Exactly.
And what were they? And tell us about them. And I hear nothing.
Yeah.
It's like what's happened in this country of media. You know, media so politicized. Nobody asks any question. If you go to if you go to the president's press conference, there's no questions being asked of that guy. None.
Unless it's
Donald Trump. And then they're going to pepper him with all kinds of things.
Which was good. At least you know where the president stood.
And I loved the fact that the people jumped on Trump and banged on him. I want to know everything that I want to know about. Well, once you get a Democrat and once you get Joe Biden in there, Sleepy Joe, you're not going to get any questions, and you're not going to get any
answers.
And
if you're a fan in Seattle, you want to know this first and foremost, because that's your team. Did we get this resolved between the quarterback and the coach? We don't know.
And what specifically was the gripe coming from the quarterback?
We'll be back.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures are high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's CanonCast15. Canon. Clearly better.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freeall.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil. Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Well, welcome back into the Sports Lounge. The pensive Fred Dreyer is there. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is Fred Dreyer. And so many good comments we're having here today. And we've got people already in our chat room, Fred Dreyer, so we should take a look at some of the comments here.
Yeah, take a peek over
Chris
there.
Says, hey, Mike and Fred, good evening from New York. Kathy saying, I'm listening in Cambria, California. Pamela says, hi, from Georgia. And Paul says, ever go up against Dave Coppay? Now, who is Dave Coppay? And tell me about him, Fred.
Dave Coppay was a running back for the San Francisco 49ers in the early 70s.
Okay.
When I came to the Rams from New England, Dave was a running back.
And you played against him, obviously, right?
Well, yeah. He was on the 49ers, and I was on the Rams. Yeah, sure.
And so anything to
say? I never knew him.
You didn't know him, but
no,
you went up
him.
Against him. A good back, one of the good guys?
A journeyman.
I
think the word journeyman applied there.
What does journeyman mean? I mean,
he works at his craft.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So he's a journeyman player.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you got that going for you. Now here's a story that we were going to talk about for the last 3 weeks, and I just got to get your comments on this. And I apologize for this being an old story. But there was a hot microphone during an NHL game. This is a couple of weeks ago. And a long time National Hockey League NHL official, Tim Peel, was caught on this hot mic on a local broadcast. As he said, there was a clash apparently during the game between the Nashville Predators and the Detroit Red Wings. They were playing a game. And he admitted that he found a reason to call an infraction against the home team, in this case Nashville, presumably to make up for a perceived injustice earlier in the game. So he made a call earlier, and people said, well, maybe that wasn't a very good call. And so he made another call up later on to kind of balance it out right, and the guy has gotten fired. Yeah. He said, there wasn't much, but I wanted to get a bleeping penalty against Nashville early in the whatever period, and he whistled the Predators forward for tripping, and that was a manipulation of the game, and the NHL is saying, hey, sorry, pal, you're not going to be officiating with us anymore. They say nothing is more important than ensuring the integrity of our game. So your thoughts on that, Fred Dreyer? Have you had calls by officials that you saw maybe turned around later by another penalty call? Did you ever witness anything
that
in your
career? But in my era, all of that stuff was kept on the field between individuals. There wasn't the media.
It never got into this kind of a thing like us talking
about
it.
There wasn't the explosion of how bad the media is as it is today.
Why?
I don't know. Everything's been politicized, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
So this guy's decision became politicized.
Correct.
So they fired him, and, you know, he admits it. Didn't he?
Yeah, he admits it.
How stupid you are. Yeah, if you're that dumb to say, you know, I'm going to balance this thing out.
You shouldn't do that.
Well, you're fired.
You should not admit to the whole thing. But he did, and so there you go. All right, we got some fun stuff here to deal with here. I mean, I got to get your opinions on this right now because this is some pictures we get sent in all the time, and Pam has done it again for us here. We've got, let's see, where are we going here on this one? This, if you can describe this, and I'll describe it for our radio listeners, and then you can check it out on our YouTube channel and see what's going on. But there's a picture here from Pamela Johnson, and they are Hunter crash stunts. So here's the first one here. This, it looks like you driving a vehicle. This was your Hunter mobile there, right? In the What a Dodge! What did you have? A Dodge?
That's the 440 Dodge. Yeah,
440 Dodge. And yeah. The picture is of you
satellite.
Yeah, and you got your mouth is open like you're going like whoa, like something's going to happen. And
that's what's called a cutting piece.
What does that mean? A cutting piece?
That they need, the editor needs something to go from what I'm looking and reacting to.
To what's going
to
happen.
To the wide shot of the car spinning.
So this would be then the next picture I have here is the wide shot. And this is the stunt where this Dodge Satellite 440 is flipping in the air and there's smoke coming out of it. Is there somebody in that car when it's flipping right now?
There's a stunt man.
Did this stunt.
Yeah.
And so they take the cutting piece of you sitting there, we're going like, whoa, with the mouth open, go, whoa, watch out, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've done a million of these, but watch this one.
And then your car is flipping over. Where was this filmed? Do you know?
Yeah, in the valley.
This is in the San Fernando.
Just like everything else.
Everything's in the valley.
It's in the valley.
So, and everybody was okay? The stuntman was all right? What a...
No, it's these guys. This was the days when you know, A-Team ruled the airwaves. And there was every
TV
act
show,
was
A-team.
Peppered. Yeah. Yeah, every act was peppered with
George Peppard.
Well, Mr. T.
Mr. T. You played football with Mr. T, didn't you? Who did you play with in San Diego? Somebody.
Him?
Carl Weathers. That's who you played
Carl
with.
Weathers.
That's right. Yeah, Carl.
Yeah. So anyway. I don't know. I know Bobby Orenson. I think he's still with us, but he was a good acrobatic driver.
Well, I'll say, and you were on the ground when you ended your you were really
no. I went to the side next to the right where that camera is.
Right,
I was standing to the left of it and watching. I was to the camera's here, panning to the, up and to the left. So when the car comes in and meets the apex of the frame, the camera follows them.
Yeah.
And so I'm right to the left
there.
They
cut you in there with the expression on your face, and then there is the scene.
Yeah,
that is pretty good over there, I think I tell you.
And that's it looks good. Like this. It's shot like the freaking thing 50 feet in the air.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't that high in the air, but it's pretty much up there. It is 50 feet in the air. That's a big deal. Those stuntmen or something else.
They
there
really
is a stuntman's Hall of Fame, by the way.
What's that?
There's a stuntman's Hall of Fame.
Indeed, there are.
Santa Clarita, California. We should go to there sometime and check it out.
Yeah.
Now, here Jeremy is from North Carolina. Says, hi, Fred. Really enjoy your show on CRN, and your political leanings make me glad that you were one of my favorite players growing up, a Rams fan in the 70s in Southern California. You were great in Hunter, and I'm glad you are around, engaged in life. I've got some 70s Ram poster schedules, and I'd love to have you sign them. Is there an address I can send them to you with return postage to get you to do that? And by the way, to start with, you should send everything to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com with your requests, and we can get back to you with address and all that stuff. So,
yeah that's right.
We'll forward that to you, Jeremy, because you obviously sent an email in. But if not, send it your request to Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We'll get the address to you. Make sure and include, if you want something signed, a self-addressed stamped envelope, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We want to make sure that we get you your requests. Otherwise, you feel like you're in a vacuum out there.
Football questions this week. Jack said, do you miss Hunter, the show, or do you miss playing in the NFL more?
I miss my friends. I think the more that you live life, to me anyway, whatever your job description is, it kind of hops around a little bit, you know, being an actor or being in football. But to me... All of it I associate with friendships with people I've had.
Okay, so you miss your friends both on Hunter and both in the NFL, correct?
Yeah.
All right, he says, I'm now halfway through that series for the fifth time since I started watching it back in September of 1984. Next to Clint Eastwood, you are my favorite actor.
Well, how about that?
So
Thank you.
So that's good.
Thanks, Jack.
Sandy says, hi, Fred. I'm not into sports either. I'm in Australia. But please, how about another Hunter special?
Well, I think that we've got a lot of requests for that.
You do.
It's not
all the time.
It's not up to me. And one of these days, I think maybe I'll get a knock on the door. They better hurry up. You know, I'm getting old.
Doug says, do you still have contact with Garrett Morris or Sporty James?
Well, Garrett Morris was Sporty James. That was his character.
Right.
And so I haven't seen Garrett in a while.
But you were connected on doing all that stuff together, right?
Garrett. Well, he was on our show. Yeah,
sure. Yeah. So good stuff.
He's a good man, Garrett.
Lucienne says she sent you something in French. Bonjour, Fred, and I can't read the rest of it. Right. So Lucienne will have to get that translated. Yeah. Apparently it's a hot
number.
You have
a Frenchman. See if there's a Frenchman in the hall.
Yeah, there's a lot of French people there. Whoa, ho, ho, see if they're there. Sean says, what was the highlight of your time as Hunter?
Oh, geez.
Is there a highlight?
I think accomplishing 100 episodes.
That was it. The 100th episode was a big deal to you.
Yeah, it was a big deal to us. It was a big deal to Steve Cannell, you know, who put tons of time and money into everything. And the show became just such a tremendous success for him, his company, and for all the individual actors and what have you. So I think getting 100 episodes was a big feat for everybody.
Now, Jeff is saying, and it's a thought, if you had your druthers or whatever, somebody came to you and said, hey, Fred, we got to do another one. Would you consider doing another season of Hunter if somebody came to you with an offer?
Well, you certainly listen to me. I'd be interested to see to see how that would develop in today's culture.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah,
like Hunter the Sage kind of knows everything that's going on.
And you have to go, in my view, you have to go to the opposite of what the sentiment is in the culture.
Now, Janice is saying she misses us both when we're not on. She says, I don't watch sports, but what about a Hunter special? You're getting a lot of comments on this.
I know people. I think it's in the air. I think if people keep requesting it, I think there's a good chance it could happen.
Marty is saying, you being on the defensive side, and that was in your football career, you're on the defensive side of the ball. What do you think about Lamar and the other running quarterbacks, and how would you have played against them? Longtime fan of yours.
Well, I mean, you react to whoever's playing quarterback.
So you study what they do?
You watch what they do, and you have to be aware. I mean, there's way more mobility at the quarterback position nowadays than there ever has been. So the sport's changed, and you have to be ready to you just can't run up the field trying to sack a quarterback. You've got to make sure that you that you're in a position to come off those blocks of those tackles and guards and contain the quarterback, and that's the only way you can get to him.
All right, and Ian is saying, what's the most outrageous thing you ever heard one player say to another while out on the field, yourself included, of course?
Oh, I don't know outrageous things. I really wouldn't know.
Nothing comes to mind.
Nothing really comes to mind.
Something. What did you ever see anything outrageous? You watched the guy break his neck. That had to be a horrible
thing. Well, look, I don't put injuries in there because
I wouldn't either. I'm with you.
That's bad luck. But there's some things there that are just kind of off base. You know, I when someone's hurt, they're. It kind of, you don't want to see people hurt.
You don't want to, and that's true.
You don't want to see people
hurt. Now, Bill Belichick reportedly, there's a story
on Bill.
He's a Patriots coach, and the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, was commenting. And Robert Kraft says, really, the teams who draft well are the ones who will be consistently good. And he says, I don't feel like we've done the greatest job in the last few years. I really hope and believe I've seen a different approach this year. Because apparently Bill Belichick ignored scouts and he drafted N'Keal Harry. And apparently N'Keal Harry has not been good on the Patriots.
A receiver for Arizona State, I believe.
Yes, that's true.
And And
Belichick wanted him.
Yeah, well, they got him.
And they got him. And maybe it's Belichick isn't making all the great decisions. He's got a
soft spots there. There's some soft spots in Bill, believe me.
Okay, we'll take a little break. Come back with our final segment. Thanks for joining us in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back into the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Pam wants to know, sent in a note here on our Facebook live feed, should Ben Roethlisberger have planned to retire instead of playing another season?
I can't answer that for people. I mean, I have no idea who he is, what his circumstances or what he's faced, right? Is he under contract? I think he is.
Yeah.
Then he should show up, and if they don't want him to play, then he can say, well, I think I'd like to play. They say, okay, how about if we release you so you can go find someone to play for? That's probably the path that they should take, because he might just say, you know what, don't trade me, I'm quitting. Who knows what he would say?
The Texas Rangers finally played their home opener. You know, they had that brand new stadium. It was used in the playoff games and the World Series last year. And finally, they put people in there. And, you know, Texas has kind of relaxed the mask and everything, and they've opened up stadiums and restaurants and hotels. They had a grand total of 38,238 fans packed into the Globe Life Field in Arlington for opening day. And I guess everybody had a heck of a time. It was good. They're 100%. The governor of Texas has declared the state 100% done with the COVID-19. And apparently, President Joe Biden, he's not liking that. He said,
He doesn't like states or individuality
exercising their rights.
Yeah.
He says, according to Joe Biden, I think it's a mistake. He said, and he said they should listen to Dr. Fauci.
Exactly.
The scientists and the experts. That Dr. Fauci. We haven't heard much from him. Is he still around?
What would he say? Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear two
wear
masks.
Wear 15 masks.
Wear five masks.
15, don't eat the hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's what he would say.
Yeah, listen to
and
that
And the scientists.
Moron.
I'd like to actually see the scientists.
You got a crazy president who's about ready to flip out.
Doctor.
He can't even get up the steps to his airplane. And then you got Fauci, you know, who doesn't know if what the hell's going on.
Maybe Fauci should give Biden a checkup and help him out a little bit. That might be good. Get him
I
up
think
those steps.
Both of them should put sacks on their heads.
Hey, we got to get out of here. Time is out. We'll see you next week at this time. Don't forget, email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow us, of course, on Sports Byline Radio, on CRN Talk Radio, on SiriusXM. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Always great to be with you. See you all next time.